Welcome. You're listening to Winning at Life, Live Financial News Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. We're with you the next hour. It's live radio. Here's what you do. You have a question, needing some help with your money, not sure what to do. You've got some questions regarding unemployment, some of the government programs. We're going to try to help you. I got some webinars running over at GregoryRicks.com events page. I've got like three webinars running tomorrow regarding the stimulus program, regarding unemployment and small business, and information's being updated every day. So we're going to talk about where to go tonight to get some help. And if you've got questions, we're going to try to help you, but information, more and more information comes out every day. So I'm updating and giving that to you as we do the webinar. So I'm rolling those out for a few days so you can grab that at your convenience. We're here at weeknights at 7, you know, the ones that are used to listening to us. And then those of you that stumble across like, oh my gosh, there's help right here on the radio. Yeah, it's 504. Here's the phone number to call and join the conversation. And you might want to get in early because the phones stack up on the back end of the show and we probably can't get to everybody. That's the way it's been for a few days. 504-260-0995. You can view us on Facebook Live and Periscope. We have an app, Winning at Life app. So you can use your smartphone, the sweet spot on the smartphone, to download it. And you can reach out, email, text us, and call us through the app. If you have to jump away from your feed and you want to continue the show, stream us, register for one of the webinars that are coming up, and stream the show. 504-260-0995. How are you doing today, James?
I'm doing okay. I'm just concerned that if we don't get to the audio from the task force, the coronavirus task force, from both the president and the governor of Louisiana did a pretty good press briefing that has a couple of clips that I want to run by you. But if we don't get to them, I'm going to skip to the end of the line because one of the good pieces of advice that he put out today that I think is worthy for the guy listening to know is that there's now been a website set up for all the state issues that you have, coronavirus.la.gov. So that's for Louisiana.
Is that helping regarding those going for unemployment?
Yeah, so going for unemployment.
Guys that can't work anymore, the gig force, the freelancers.
Right, and the state has also put up a sum of money, about $50 million for their own small business help programs. But to find out about all that, where you stand, and plus technically your Social Security stuff goes to the state offices. If you have questions on how all that stuff overlaps, they've set up a website there, and they've already populated it with a lot of good stuff. I realize a big chunk of our audience, maybe half our audience, is listening out of Mississippi right now. Mississippi already had that set up. And same thing, coronavirus.ms.gov.
Honestly, that is it. That's what I saw last night when I looked at it. Mississippi was like a step ahead of them on that. Not being negative about anybody. I love all the states here in the South. So, but yeah, Mississippi was a little bit more help. I have not looked at the unemployment website for Louisiana, but yeah, there was a little bit of confusion there. And I you know, what's happening is each day they're getting a little bit better. You realize Trump stopped the jetliners coming from China over here, what, January 30th that was?
31st.
And what is today?
April 2nd. All day?
Yeah, it's like we're slightly over 2 months since that happened. And when was Mardi Gras? You know, it was like middle of February. I'm not going to get into dates because, heck, we talked about it the other day and I couldn't remember it. It doesn't matter. I'm not trying to remember that. But we're like 6.5 weeks past that.
Right.
You know, so, oh my God, everything is happening so fast. But what we've got also, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin today said, you know, he said, we're going to get in 3 weeks to you. He says, you know what? I've talked to my people. We're going to get out there quicker to you. So he says, we're going to start getting checks out in 2 weeks there. Well, we're half a, well, from when it was passed was kind of 2 weeks from now. So, you know, it's kind of about the same time, but he's positive.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, it's already been a week.
He's getting it out there. And he spoke of today, actually, in the conference that, you know, those that have done their tax returns for 2019 or 2018, those checks, that's how you're getting them. Those are going out first, and they're getting out there quickly. And he said, look, if you don't do a tax return and all you're drawing is Social Security, you're going to get your check. You're just not going to get it fast as that group there. So you're right behind them. He said, yeah, a little bit of delay, but you're going to get those. They're getting guidance on where you could even sign up just a simple return. And it's not even that, but kind of like an online form they're getting available. Also to where you could set it up for direct deposit. They're working on getting things up to speed to quicken that. I think by the time beginning of the week gets here, you're going to see a lot more stuff. And the website, you want to go back and check on things, irs.gov coronavirus. And this is $1,200 adults, $2,400 for a couple household, $500 per children. Dependents aren't getting the $1,200, whether they're the college students or elderly that's dependent upon somebody. 75,000 of individual income or 150,000 for couples starts the reduction in benefits. So it's a phase out at that point. So go to irs.gov/coronavirus. If you're kind of saying, well, you know, I'd like to just go ahead and get my tax return in free file. It's on that page as well, about middle of the way down. Where's my refund? There's a place to ask that question to them. Also, I'm just, you know, they've got economic impact payments, what you need to know. I'm looking here at another line, IRS release IR-2020-64, IRS issues warning about coronavirus related scams. And then there's a Treasury news release, Social Security recipients will automatically receive economic impact payments. So now this money going out to you has a new name. Yesterday we found out this, well, we announced it on the show, talked about it. It's the CARES Act, and that's quite a bit of a long name there. But the short name for it, catchphrase, CARES Act. But now the payments you're waiting on is the economic impact payments. And you click on that, and it gives you information about, yeah, you're going to do that. IRS will use information from Form SSA 1099 and Form RRB 1099 to generate the economic impact payments to Social Security recipients who did not file tax returns in 2018 or 29. You know who's they're taking care of first is majority of the people. Yeah, there's about, I went over the numbers the other night on the show, there's about 20 million of you out there. As a whole, out the whole 350 million in the country, is 20 million that have income, but not enough to do tax returns from Social Security, or not taxable income from Social Security. So that little bit helped that. Thought I'd throw that out to get us caught up there a little bit, James, from a lot of questions we've had the past couple nights on the show.
Well, here's the questions we get a lot of. So if this fits the bill, you might want to just pick up the phone and call. Find out if you qualify, if you're on disability, if you're on Social Security, if you have kids, if you don't have kids, if you've been a gig worker, if you're a 1099 contract employee, if you haven't filed in the last couple of years, not because you have low income, just because you haven't filed. And we're not going to ask questions on why. We're just going to help you going forward on how to deal with this plan. And sometimes it's just a question for the air quotes friend. We'll take that as well. And Gregory, we don't have time to do your annuity stuff right this second, right? Can I squeeze in a couple of sound bites?
Yeah, we're gonna hit that coming fast right out of the next break that's coming up in a couple minutes. So let's hit the sound bites.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the governor who had a press conference with his coronavirus task force, John Bel Edwards, governor of Louisiana, earlier this afternoon.
While the hospitalization and death rates remain high, it is also true that as we discover all of these new cases, the trend line is here in Louisiana is starting to match up with what we're seeing across the country in terms of the percentage of individuals with COVID-19 who have to be hospitalized and the percentage of those who die. So we're moving much closer to the national average. It is true, however, that we still have more than our fair share of people dying, and that is likely because we have more than our fair share of people who have the comorbidities that make them especially vulnerable. Again, these are things like diabetes, kidney disease, heart disease, hypertension, obesity.
Now, aren't those some fascinating numbers? The numbers are a little skewed here when you see 97% of the deaths in Louisiana from COVID-19 had a pre-existing condition. But it makes more sense when they roll in basically anything's a pre-existing condition. High blood pressure, really? Diabetes, if you've had cardiac problems, obesity. Yeah, that's most of the state. That's more than half the state qualifies for one of those. So the numbers there seem kind of squirrely, Gregory. Any comments before I go to the next one?
Oh, go ahead.
For more information and available resources, you can also visit the website coronavirus.la.gov. Coronavirus.la.gov.
All right, now he set that up. That went online yesterday. It's actually great. I checked it out. There's a lot of good stuff answering the questions a lot of people were asking. And then at the end of the press conference, someone in the question and answer session, one of the last things he was asked about was the high school seniors. And it looks like they're going to do what Alabama's doing. Now, this isn't codified into law because we got it out of the newspaper for Alabama yesterday. Whatever your status is now, that's what it's going to be. Whatever your grades are now, that's your position. Oh. That's your top 10. If you're passing now, you're going to pass. If you're not passing now, we're going to look real hard at seeing if we could pass you. Not codified into law yet, but I know a lot of people who are
no
asking
surprise.
That question.
Didn't I kind of tell you that a few weeks ago?
They're done. Yeah, that's what you said. They're done. They're not going back. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life. Live Financial News Talk Radio. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 504-260-0995. Look, if you're a small business person, you're looking for some options. Small business under 500 employees, but you have payrolls, paycheck protection program. I'll talk more about that in the show and my experience with it. And there's going to be more information available. Secretary Mnuchin said for the loan advance program as well to get that going. That's coming available also.
All right, the phone number 504-260-0995. Dustin and Homo, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Dustin?
Hi, how you doing, Greg? Guys, quick question. I filed my tax return with H&R Block. I didn't do direct deposit with them, although I have a direct deposit account. I did the Emerald card. My question is, the coronavirus refund, or whatever you want to call it, is that going to come to my banking account or through that Emerald card that I no longer have?
If you don't have a direct deposit typically done with your tax return, if you were getting money back, it's probably a check coming out to you. I'm not clear, but in the press conference this afternoon, he mentioned something about going online and being able to set that up. But I don't know if that was for the Social Security people because they're trying to do something simple for them. But ultimately, everybody's getting your check. And here's the thing for everybody listening is a letter is going to go out. After they disperse the checks, what's going to follow is a letter going to your last address of record stating that a check went out to you and how it was paid to you. Was it direct deposit? Was it mailed to you? That those details are going out also, so that at least you have some record like, oh, I better check my checking account. It says it was put there. So that information is going to be available and sent out to everybody also.
Understood. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for listening to Winning at Life.
Thank you.
All right, if you want to be after Dustin and Homa, it's 504-260-0995. Yeah, they can't really direct deposit because they don't have his info, right?
Yeah, and I don't know anything about the Emerald card, but it's going out. That's the good thing about it. It's going out there, and if you're not sure how you received it, then they're going to send a letter out, say it, and giving you the information. Yeah, it went out to you. This is what went out, and this is where it was sent to, either by mail to you. So everybody's going to have an idea of that.
All right,
going on.
Let me pull the curtain back for the guy listening real quick. So Gregory was fired up about this whole annuity thing that he's about to do, and I looked over his shoulder during yesterday's show, and he had some charts pulled up, and I could tell what the charts were because I know what a fixed annuity chart looks like, and I know what it looks like when it's compared to the market because it you can almost pick out any time pattern or any fixed product you want. It's going to hold a similar pattern. No, it's not going to look exactly the same. But you're gonna see the same point be made in almost any time frame here, especially one that has a big downturn in it. So with me guessing, because Gregory doesn't tell me everything he's going to do before the show, I know he's fired up about something having to do with annuities, and I saw which chart, and since there's a downturn.
There's a firm that's for years now been running commercials and used to have a guy on there says, I hate annuities, and so should you. And they're running annuities. And they're saying a bunch of stuff, and I don't even understand how they're allowed to say what they're saying because they actually are, I believe, misleading a bit. And they're grouping all annuities together. And I'm not a big fan of variable annuities, but when you go look at the material that they send out, they're mostly talking about variable annuities, which variable annuities basically is an annuity wrapper with mutual funds inside of it. And that annuity wrapper has additional fees that could be from, say, typically 1 to 4%. Like, gosh, that sounds kind of expensive. And if you're using stock mutual funds inside of a VA variable annuity and the market goes down 30%, well, you're stock funds in that variable annuity might not have been very different from that. But he lumps together and say, you know what? If you have several hundred thousand or more, call us is what's said out there. But they're, you know, probably what they're wanting to do is get you heavy into stocks. I hope not. I hope better blending. But if you were heavy in stocks, how do you think the past quarter went for you? Probably not too well. You're probably down a good bit. We use fixed indexed annuities into the blending. We like participation rate, which means you get a percentage of the upside of the market. Hey, I like me some stocks and I like me some bonds. I just don't like everything in either. I want a mix. And I don't want to be too heavy in stocks and too heavy in bonds because, you know, bonds are more conservative. So for my risk number, I like a pretty good blend. But I also like some money in fixed indexed annuities because I can get a portion of the upside of the market. And when the market does something like it did the past month, which pretty much destroyed the whole first quarter of the year, I did not have any negative impact on that. And the fixed annuities that we use for those do not have fees as well. Yeah, they have a surrender period because the underlying accounts are guaranteed by the insurance company. So there's a fee to exit, but you're not getting hit with exorbitant fees or anything. There's no fee on the accounts. And if you're doing the right thing and how we blend, and that goes to my 50-50 money management philosophy, for most people subject to their risk number, I believe a great way to invest is probably somewhere in neighborhood about 50% of your money probably should be index linked annuities where you're getting the upside of the market. But when the market does what it did lately, you don't have that downside exposure. It's not going to invade your principal. The other half should be a blend of stock ETFs and bond ETFs to give you proper blending. And if you follow that philosophy, pure 50-50, 50-50, we've got 75% of your money correlated to the upside of stocks and only 25% was correlated to the downside of stocks. So if you're following this misinformation that you shouldn't do annuities, you are missing the boat that there should be three asset classes: stocks, index linked annuities, and bonds. And I prefer the stocks and bonds to be ETFs. into the mix. And I am going to talk more about this on the Saturday show as well. We're just getting so many calls and I'm compressed in, but I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Alicia, New Orleans, you're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Alicia?
Yes, sir. I was checking to find out if you owe your IRS. I guess you won't be getting anything. I just wanted to be sure that I won't be looking out for anything because they could apply to my bill, really.
I have not directly seen that. That is something I would like to look into. But this is about getting money out there. And I just don't know how I think we had talked about it the other day. I think the real problem is if you owe child support, you're not getting a check.
Not only do I remember where it's from. It was from Hillary Vaughn's report on foxbusiness.com. We reported it on Saturday. They are not going to be garnishing anything that is tax-related, student loan-related, lawsuit-related. The only thing we couldn't nail down was child support. Remember, we couldn't figure out if they were still going to do your garnishments for child support.
And they'll
from this
penetrate check. About anything to protect child support.
Yeah, they're not
saying.
Kidding with that yeah. one. So I think the answer is going to be in the positive for you here, Alicia, even if you
Well, I've been making payment plans. I'm on a payment plan, and I just was been putting money in, so they don't have nothing on record for no way of, you know, for me account-wise. So I was just curious, but I'm not worried because I don't know what's going on anyway with this system.
It's a great question, and we're not 100% on it, but we did see a report that said that on Saturday's show. So thank you, Alicia. Let's do David in thank you very much. Let's do David in Uptown. You're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, David?
Hey, Greg. I'm in an unusual position. I have been in buying and selling real estate, and I just transferred my most recent renovation on the 31st of April. I'm sorry, yeah, the 31st of March. And now I'm sitting with cash, and normally I'd be looking for another property to go ahead and buy, but not in this market. But I don't want it tied up in something long-term. So what do you recommend that I mean, putting it in a savings account, I get nothing from it, basically. What do you recommend that I do with it?
So what is your timetable? You're kind of saying, well, I don't want to put it into another property right now. And that's because you don't want to go and do a flip and not be able to sell it. Correct?
Exactly.
Okay. So you're not going to want to put it in stocks because you might have to put it there for 2-3 years to there. So I'm thinking, if you're looking to do a deal in 2021, you probably just should have it in short-term savings at the bank.
I'm James Parker. We're Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning It Life. Live Financial News Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. We do this every evening for you at 7, and we'll finish up a few minutes right before 8 o'clock. By the way, you can catch us on Saturdays from 10 to 1. This is live radio, so the phone number to join the conversation is 504-260-0995. I have several webinars tomorrow. Go to gregoryricks.com, the events tab, and sign up for a stimulus package webinar. So we're going to talk about some of these details in a compressed period of time. I'm going to do it in like under 25 minutes for you. You join one of my webinars tomorrow or through the weekend. I just want to share with you, I checked out Mississippi's weekly benefit for unemployment is $235. Louisiana's, I believe, is $247 a week.
That's the average?
Yeah, that's, okay. Well, that is the benefit, not average.
Oh, there's just one static number?
It's a static number. It says maximum, like here in Mississippi, maximum weekly benefit. So it could be less.
Okay.
But that's the maximum. So Louisiana's 247. You add the $600 bonus to it 4 weeks. If there's 4 weeks in a month, most months there are. Okay. That's $3,388 a month for unemployment. So if you're worried and like, gosh, I can't pay my bills, you got $1,200 coming, $24 for a household. If you have two kids, that's $3,400. And you've got unemployment coming, and each week has a $600 bonus. you're going to be fine, and that'll run through July 31st, those bonus payments, and probably at that time when it drops to 247 or the 235, you're like, okay, I got to get back to work now. So, but this is going to help you, everybody. So be thinking about paying your bills. Don't go getting behind. Don't skip your rent payment. You've got money coming. You know, those people that own the building you're renting from, they need their money too. But probably most of them have mortgages on the property.
But it'd probably be okay if I went and got a boat.
No, you cannot get a boat. Right. That's like work. I people with boats. It looks like a lot of work. I don't want a boat. But things are going to be okay. You are going to get through this. And let's be about paying our bills and not getting behind and creating a bigger problem later. You know, you're going to end up buying some big boulder you can't get away from at that point. Just saying.
No boat. If you have a question, 504-260-0995. Gary in Folsom, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how y'all doing? Can you hear me?
Hey, great. Good.
Okay. If you own a business and you're the only person working, do you still qualify?
Well, there's a couple routes could go, and there's the program I mentioned next week. What is that? The loan advance program, EIDL, loan advance.
Oh, the economic injury.
Yes. Where you could probably get up to $10,000, but that's a loan. I don't know if you want to necessarily get into that situation, but when you say you're a one-person business, if you're, you know, one of these gig workers, independent contractor as such.
I'm a barber. I'm a barber.
Okay. But your business is kind of down right now, right? And for the reasons, probably has to do with COVID-19, because that's one of the reasons given that you would qualify for the unemployment. That might be something you look at. And that's why I just kind of put out there the math on that. You know, at least it gives you some money to get.
What if I didn't pay in unemployment insurance? Like you get, you know, like you work a regular job, they take it out.
That's the whole deal. This is set up for people that were independent contractors, aren't paying in to unemployment. You know, it's extends unemployment benefits to self-employed workers, including independent contractors, freelancers, other non-traditional workers who are unemployed or partially unemployed or unable to work because of COVID-19. Independent contractors don't pay into unemployment. That's where I pay into that for my employees would be coming under that. If I let them go, but you've there's exceptions made for this. So you need to go and look into that. No matter what state you're in, you need to go look into that.
I'll be able to qualify for the state and the federal one, the 600 one in Louisiana.
Yeah, it's two separate deals. So they're giving you, what's the name of that check again?
The CARES?
No, that's the.
Oh, Economic Injury Disaster Loan.
No, it's the other name we gave for the check earlier. Where'd I put that? The new name we came up with. We already talked about it, now forgot it. But that $1,200 check, the stimulus check.
Yeah, right.
I don't remember.
What did we call that?
We're holding up the show here to figure out what the heck is that check.
Gary, long story short, yes, it sounds like you very well may qualify for the unemployment. It has been extended to self-employed people.
Right. One's not connected to the other. It's two separate things. The $1,200 check for you is that stimulus check, the economic impact payment. That's it. Got to learn. I'm going to have to put it on a billboard here in the studio so I'll remember it. That economic impact payment of $1,200 per American adult, $500 for children, is separate from going and filing unemployment or the economic loan program or the Paycheck Protection Program for businesses under 500 employees. But you can get that $1,200 and you can still go apply for unemployment.
And you'll right, get the unemployment from the state and the federal one?
Yes.
You may well qualify for both. One doesn't cancel the other out. So you are going to get the $1,200, I assume, and you should be able to apply for the unemployment. Awesome. Glad we could help.
Good luck with your business, Gary. I hope we get started up soon. John in LaPlace, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. We help you, John.
Good afternoon. How are y'all this evening?
Great.
Great. And you?
I'm doing good. Anyway, my question is, me and my wife haven't filed our taxes for the years of 2017, 2018, and, of course, 2019. How would the IRS handle that? Would we still get a check, or if I go in next week, get my taxes filed and taken care of, then how would that work?
Oh, if you get a tax return in and they said of 2018 or 2019, they're going to kick out a economic impact payment to you. Now, that's probably problematic because you haven't done it in two previous years, and you're not late on the 2019, but you could get it done, especially if that was the easier one. But look, that's a can of worms, and it's busting out of there at some point on you, unless you have a reason to not do tax returns, like haven't made money for 3 years. And we don't have to go into that. But, you know, if there's a bigger issue there, you might want to seek some help, like Jude Heath of J. Heath, the company CPAs. But if you get, you know, from what they said, you get that 2019 in there, they're kicking out a check to you, but you're probably going to need that other stuff cleaned up forthwith anyhow.
Yeah, you're going to have to fry that fish eventually, but wouldn't it be nice in the middle of all this chaos? You're like, hey,
that's funny. You're going to have to fry that fish anyhow.
Right, but this might be a good time to put your head above water and get on their radar. Like, yeah, I'm a little behind because they have bigger problems right now. So I don't know.
They're not going to be in a hurry to run you down on the other two, but it is something you probably want to get dealt with and might as well start it now.
It's a strong probably from Gregory, right? It's probably want to get your taxes caught up.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Well, all right, John. I'm certain that I don't owe him any money, you know, but
okay.
I mean, we just work.
Get it done.
We work a lot, you know, but I got to get it done. I know that.
Well, yeah. If they owe you, it only goes back 3 years, right? If they owe him.
Yeah, something like that, 2 years. With that said, you know, that's where we get busy and, okay, I don't owe him any money, so I'm not worrying about it. But you should still do these things anyhow, John and everybody else. Yeah, you don't owe any money, but still do that return. Because situations like this arise, or somebody, you're wanting to buy something, hey, we need a copy of your tax return. You're wanting a payment protection program for your company. Well, we need to see tax returns. Those things help. Hope we helped you, John.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Hey, how you doing? It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks, The Money Show. I'm your co-host, James Parker. This is a show that's helping you go through this weird economic time with the market downturn, the coronavirus stimulus package. You get a check. Who gets an SBA loan? What about this other loan? What about the forgivable loan? Do I qualify? I haven't done my taxes. And then there's still people having their regular financial issues on top of that. Did you just inherit a little bit of money here? Did you just get laid off, forced into early retirement, pension buyout offer? Things of that nature, still welcome. 504-260-0995.
Yeah, be surprised how much our phones are ringing at the office. We have people like, you know, I just retired, I just decided to retire, or another fella called and said, hey, they told me I've got to do something with my 401k by April the 9th. Okay, well, let's set up a phone meeting, or let's set up a, we use the catchphrase now Zoom meeting, but that's a online meeting with your computer, and it's real easy. All you've got to do is click on an email that will send you, and then you're in a video meeting with us. Now you get to see us because we're going to make sure you can see from our see us. Now we don't have to see you. That's optional. So you can do it like in your boxers or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you've got less on, we don't want to know, but you know, we can do that meeting and it just be one way view there, but we're getting call. People are needing some help. And we had email go in today regarding some Social Security questions. So we set up a 15-minute call to help them with that. And we've got webinars going on. Go to gregoryricks.com and go to the events tab. I've got 3 webinars tomorrow regarding the CARES Act, the stimulus, and this loans and grants or loans that turn into grants for small businesses. That'll be helpful for you. And once again, SBA .gov for the business type stuff, and irs.gov/coronavirus is, you like that? Coronavirus.
You almost make there. It sound fun, Gregory.
Well, otherwise it's all bad if we don't make it sound fun, because okay. this is a nasty bug, but we're going to beat this thing. We all may be wearing bandanas like back in the Wild West here, some type of mask or something. It's, I told you it's coming. They're about to like release it. I guess they're doing, here's the rules. Here's how you do a mask and how to wear a mask. Everybody's going to be wearing a mask here in a few days.
No way.
Be like the Wild West. You going to wear a cowboy hat with your bandana?
I am not wearing a bandana or a mask.
I've been wearing a mask for a while. If I'm in my office or in my home, I don't have a mask on. I go outside, go to the store, on the way to the office. I get out my truck. I've got my mask on.
Ooh, everybody's going to hate me in the future. You want to do Ralph and
Well, we're going to miss you
right
when you aren't around.
Yeah, I'll die fast anyway, so you don't have to worry about me. Ralph on the West Bank. You're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Ralph?
Hey, now. How you doing?
Hey, Ralph.
Okay, so my salary was reduced due to coronavirus, and I'm still employed. But my question is because I'm still employed, my salary was reduced, can I apply for unemployment to get that difference made up?
You know what I would do if I were you? I'd apply, see if I could get that difference. Now, are you making, you're in Louisiana, so, right, Ralph?
Yeah, I'm on the West Bank. So we're salary managers.
And so are you under $3,300 a month in income right now with the reduction?
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, you might, I would see if I could get that difference in benefits. Cause if you're not employed at all, with the Louisiana's weekly and the bonus over 4 weeks, that's $3,388. I would be reaching out to them. Well, you know, actually, when I reaching out through your computer, I'd be going online and getting that process started to see where you land.
I mean, I can't. I got my first check with the reduction today. I mean, I can't live with it. You know, I can't live on this. But
this is a scary call, Ralph.
Yeah, well, see, there's so many people. We had. Yeah, Ralph, go online, go to the website and do that. Just
okay.
Search Louisiana unemployment. It'll get you there.
Well, let me ask you this. Would the employer tell me no, or it's up to the state? Because the question is,
there's exceptions all over the place, and they're all the same. It's COVID-19 is what applies to this. If your income's been affected by COVID-19, this wipes out all these other rules. It's the great exception. Once again, I would go to the website and get that process started.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm not telling you it will happen for you. It won't happen. But what should you do? Because I've done this reading. I've read a lot of this today, yesterday, day before, last week. You know, COVID. That's kind of the going exception to everything to make sure you survive this period of time to get this virus, the coronavirus, knocked down.
Well, keep listening to the show too, because I think in about a week or two, people are going to be calling back in and saying, hey, it did work, or hey, it didn't work, or I was able to sign up, or.
Oh yeah. I hope next week we're getting positive feedback. Yeah. We listened to the show. I went and did what you said, and I got my money, or my check showed up. I don't do tax return and I draw only Social Security, and I got my check. So we're going to be getting calls, people telling us that. And just a few minutes here. Look, on the Paycheck Protection Loan for small businesses under 500 employees, I'm one of those. And
tomorrow's a big day.
Not all the banks understand this. I heard Treasury Secretary call out Chase. A reporter asked a question and mentioned them, that they were saying they didn't have the information. And Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said, yeah, they've got the information. Well, I was told by one of my bankers, oh, we don't have the other information. Another businessman I was talking to yesterday does business with Chase and said, no, we don't have the information. Well, what I did today's Thursday, I guess it was yesterday morning, got this all in process. And maybe it was Tuesday, but we called another banker, which is my guy. If your banker doesn't do it, call another. We reached out to another that we know. He reached back to us, said, yeah, we've got some of that information coming. What? And an hour later, we had a information packet. 3 hours later, we had an application, and we started through the process. When you've got employees, payroll, 401k, employment taxes, rents, utilities, there is a process. This isn't something you're going to get the paperwork and fill out in 30 minutes. It's probably you're going to need your team accountant at your firm or your CPA. You're probably going to need some help. There's going to be some hours of work. And then they turn around. We had that ready to send it. Oh, they sent another form for you to put all that data in so they can verify it as well. So we sent that in. We did digital signatures. With that said, 2 days later, we're ready for it to be submitted. That's our personal experience, but just like Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said, you need to work with your banker. So if you're a small business with payroll, want to get your employees back working or want to keep them working, there is help for you. At least you can get the application process, and there has to be a banker out there to help you. Maybe, and I might be moving my accounts to another bank because I'd rather do business with the one to help me than the one that didn't. So maybe you might think about that as well. And I just want to give a shout out. You know, businesses are having trouble. I've got a couple that I like to kind of do lunch at, Spitali's Deli and Catering over on Division Street in Metairie. Their phone number is 837-5912. Great, great homemade food, family-owned restaurant. Another one, New Orleans Food and Spirits, 882-2220. They've got three locations. That's their Bucktown one. Great food. All those people are my friends too. And you know, they're just in the takeout business now. So, you know, show some love. If your business is hurting, reach out to us. Maybe we can help you out a little bit or tell your story. And another show sponsor, what is it? Mosquito Joe, NewOrleansMosquitoJoe.com. You're at home. If those mosquitoes are bothering you, you ought to reach out to him as well. Tell them all Gregory sent you.
Another little fun fact, I've literally eaten everything on the menu at New Orleans Food and Spirits. It took me, what, a little over a year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, when you and I started doing this show together,
we had
almost
10
years ago, we did a weekly lunch on Wednesday for 1 year, and you hit everything on the menu there.
Gregory watched me go through everything. It was great. All right, you're home away from the show, winningitlife.com and the Winning It Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ritz.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Gregory Ritz & Associates, W.J. Blanchard Law, LLC, J. Heath & Company, and Mortgage Gumbo are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Annuities are insurance contracts designed for retirement or other long-term needs. They provide guarantees of principal and credited interest subject to surrender charges. Annuity guarantees and protections are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. Hypothetical examples have been provided for illustrative purposes only. It does not represent a real-life scenario and should not be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Gregory Ritz & Associates is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute legal or tax advice. Our firm is not affiliated or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Gregory Ritz & Associates. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ritz.